Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 170. Should I avoid carbs? Should I avoid carbs? It's something I'm asked all the time. Indeed, the low-carb craze today differs very little from the fat-free craze a generation ago, and, for that matter, the low-protein craze 100 years ago. Diets are like fads. They go in and out of style because they aren't based on science. That's why I hate the word diet. It turns something that couldn't be more natural, like food, into something harsh and rigid. Not all carbs are created equal. Here's the thing. Not all carbs are created equal. While it is true that carbs from sugar and processed foods cause weight gain, and lots of it, carbs from vegetables, legumes, and fruit have the exact opposite effect. In general, what determines whether a carb causes weight gain or weight loss is really determined by how fast it is converted to sugar in our bodies. The flour in even a slice of whole wheat bread, for example, is converted to sugar faster than a Snickers bar. In contrast, broccoli carbs, yes, there are carbs in broccoli, takes hours to digest. Those are the good carbs. The science on weight gain and carbs. In a study that looked at more than 130,000 people over nearly a quarter century of food consumption, researchers from Harvard and Tufts University found that the more carbs you get from vegetables, fruits, and legumes, the less you will weigh. Meanwhile, another Harvard study, this one including 120,000 people, showed that the more carbs you get from sugars, sweets, and processed foods, the more you will pack on the pounds. Want more proof? The longest live people in the world, the people of Okinawa, Japan, who also just so happen to probably be the leanest and the healthiest people in the world as well, they eat mostly carbs. Avoiding all carbohydrates because things like processed bread can contribute to weight gain is like avoiding all liquids because soda pop is a scourge to public health. In my experience, the number one factor of weight gain or weight loss, let me repeat that, the number one factor of weight gain or weight loss is the type of carb you pick. So whether you're overweight or at a healthy weight, it really comes down to the type of carb you pick. So my tip then is to get to know your carbs. There's a tremendous difference between filling carbs and hunger carbs. And once you understand the difference, it makes it a lot easier to decide which is which. So let's go through it. The filling carbs. Filling carbohydrates are a part of real food, which is how I like to think about food that isn't highly processed, or processed at all for that matter. Sweet potatoes have good carbs. So do vegetables, fruits, beans, lentils, and unprocessed grains. These carbs fill you up and keep you satiated for a long time. Now, of course, when you make whole wheat bread, you are processing the carbs, and that changes it completely. So at least when it comes to grains, it's got to be unprocessed. The hunger carbs. Hunger carbohydrates are a very big part of fake food, which includes just about anything that doesn't look like the ingredients from which it is made. This includes processed breakfast cereals, potato chips, and most breads, especially those that are made from pulverized, very fine flour. The take-home message on carbs. The best way to get to know your carbs is to memorize a simple mantra from food guru Michael Pollan. You ready? Here he goes. You may have heard this one before. If it came from a plant, eat it. If it was made in a plant, don't. Let's say that one more time. If it came from a plant, eat it. If it was made in a plant, don't. So my question to you is, do you limit carbs? If so, which carbs? Please, I'd love to hear your comments, questions, anything you have about this podcast, and I'll do my best to answer every question. How do you do it? Well, go onto my website, drjohnday.com, find blog number 170, Should I Avoid Carbs? Then scroll all the way down to the bottom enter in your comments, enter in your questions, and I'll do my best to quickly answer them. If you like this podcast, hey, sign up for my free weekly newsletter so you never miss a thing. And until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.